Guten Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Ha'azinu, the first Shabbos after Yom Kippurim. The Haftarah of Parshas Ha'azinu is the same Haftarah as Shvi'i Shal Pesach. Well, we will, Amir Tashem, explain it and discuss it in relation to the beginning of the new year, Tav Shem Pei Gimel. And as Hashem, everybody knows, this will be laid in the Haftarah tomorrow, and it's also found pretty much word for word. The Haftarah is found also in Tehillim, Perek Yud Ches, with subtle, slight differences, like in Mefarshim point out. We'll begin with Medrash Rabbah. Speaks about in Parshas Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu, after the war of the four and the five kings. Pasuk says Avram Avinu was concerned, was worried. Rashi says maybe he got rewarded already, and he was told, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Acharei Dvar Me'ilah, Ha'yu Dvar Hashem El Avram, B'machazel Imar, Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared in a vision before Avram and told him, Al Tira Avram, do not be scared, Anoichi Magein Lach, I am your shield, Scharcha Harbei Ma'id, you have much reward. The Medrash Rabbah applies a pasuk from the Haftarah and says as follows, Kael Tamim Darkai, Kadosh Baruch Hu, his ways are perfect, Imras Hashem Tzerufa, the word of Hashem is purified, perfectly it purifies. Magen hu l'chol ha'chayisim bay. It's a shield for all those who bask in its protection. So the Medrash says the following: Kael tamim darko ze Avraham shenemar umatzasa es levava in eman l'fanecha. And this, of course, is very, very strange and shver, because the pasuk speaking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kael tamim darko. How can the Medrash say this is Avram? Let's continue. Imras Hashem Tzerufa, says the Medrash, the word of Hashem purifies, Shetzirfai b'kifshan eish, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu purified Avram in the kifshan eish, like put him into the furnace to purify him. Now, L'chaira, we already brought the pasuk of Anoichi Magen Lach Sarcha Harbi Ma'ay, this happened earlier. The Imras Hashem Tzerufa of the kifshan eish happened, you know, at the end of Parshas Noach. Continues the Medrash and says, Magen hu l'chol ha'chayisim bay. So the Medrash shenemar al tira Avram anoichi magin lach in that parsha by after the war of fourth kings of five kings. So it needs an explanation. What's the Medrash saying, and the other questions that we pointed out. There is another pasuk in the Haftarah I want to discuss. We're going to be saying it a little bit more the way it's written in Tehillim, because that's the way the Medrash brings it down in Parshas Vayera, right at the beginning of Vayera. The Medrash says, Vayera Elav Hashem, Hashem Pir to Avram Beiloni Mamri. Says the Medrash, Ksiv, it says in the Haftarah, Vatitan li Magen Yishacha, Hashem, says David, you gave me a shield of salvation. You protected me. And in Tehillim it says, Vimincha Sisadini, your right hand supported me. And then it says, Va'anvascha or Va'anoyscha Sarbein, you added me much humility. Says the Medrash, Vatitan li Magen Yishacha Zav Avram. How Hashem helped him in the Kipshan Eish, when there was a hunger, when there was the war of the kings, Hashem supported him. Va'anoyscha sarbeini, says the Medrash, ma anava here by Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram. What anava did Hakadosh Baruch Hu give to Avram? Shehi yoishev, he was sitting, v'ashchina imedes, and the shchina is standing, like it says, v'yere elav Hashem. And of course, this Medrash needs an explanation. So we brought two midrashim, who darshim psukim in the Haftarah, and we want to understand that. Let's ask a few more questions. There's a Tanchuma, beginning of Lech Lecha. Tanchuma says, in Siman Gimel, Rabbi Levi Oimer, Nisayin harishayin ki nisayin ha'achrin. The first of the ten Nisayonis is the same as the last one. Similar. Why? Nisayin harishayin begins with the words Lech Lecha, me'artzecha. Nisayin ha'achrin, Lech Lecha, el eretz ha'mayriya. So we have to understand, what is the significance of the words Lech Lecha? Like the first Nisayin, the last Nisayin, both have these words, Lech Lecha. And then another obvious question, it's kind of famous, that Ur Kasdan, when he was thrown into the fiery furnace of Nimrod, that was the first of the Nisayinis, and the Bartanura, and many Rishonim, and some Shitas HaMidrashim, counted as the first one. So, why are we skipping? Why is this Medrash saying, Nisayin HaRishon, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha? Why is this Medrash going with the Shita of some Rishonim, and other midrashim that say that it's that the first one is not Ur Kasdim. What's the pshat? And the truth is, we really have to understand Ur Kasdim. First of all, it's not even written beferish in the Torah. It just says Ur Kasdim. Rashi brings a medrash at the end of Noach, the story that he was thrown to the Kivshan Eish. And the Rishonim ask on Rashi, and they say different terutzim, why was this wonderful miracle and the sign that Rav Avinu was tested, why isn't it written beferish in the Torah? Why is it only hinted to? Something so wonderful should be explicit in the Torah. And some actually unfortunately say that's why the Rishonim don't want to count it as one of the ten Nisyonis, because they only want to count things which are mefurish in the Torah. But again, it needs a hesver. Chayo, why isn't it mefurish in the Torah? Another question we could ask is, all the Nisyonis after Ur Kasdim seem to pale by comparison to the test. Ur Kasdim, he literally was Meister Nefesh. Afterwards, you know, there's a hunger, or to move. I know it's not Gishmak to move, it's very difficult, but Ur Kasdim seems to be Mesiris Nefesh, seems to be a much greater test. So why is this test, after such a great test, why does he go down in diminishing order? Seems like many of the tests afterwards, the Esrar Nisyonis, are not as impressive as before. So to answer these questions today, I'd like to share with you an amazing drasha from the Sefer Keren LeDavid. It was a rav in Hungary before the war. And maybe we'll add a little bit here and there, but basically most of it's from the Sefer Keren LeDavid in a number of places. We'll ask one more question before we begin to say a very, very important yesod. By Matan Torah, Rashi brings, Klai Yisrael were told that Hashem was going to appear and reveal himself through Moshe Rabbeinu and teach the Torah, and they said, Ritzeinenu Lireis Malkeinu, Hashem, we want a personal visit, we want a personal encounter with you, Ritzeinenu Lireis Malkeinu, we want to see the King ourselves. And they said, Nasa V'Nishma, which we know was such a wonderful thing to say, Nasa before Nishma. And then, right after the first two Dibros, what do they say? They say, forget about it. Krav Ata Shema, you Hashem, you Moshe, excuse me, you come close, you tell us what Hashem is saying. We can't hear from Hashem anymore. And they also said, Vishamanu Vasim. They first say Nishma, then they say Nasa. And Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was very disappointed in them. But Hashem is not upset at them. And Hashem says, Miyite V'haylevavim Zeh, Halavai, they should just keep going like this. Why isn't Hashem upset at them? Uchari Moshe is right. Why did they drop so much? Where did they go from that great level of Nasa V'Nishma, Rishayinu Liris Malkeinu, to all of a sudden to lose it all? What's going on? What happened? How did they fall so quickly after Mount Tyre? This has nothing to do with Chayit Egel. It's like in the middle of Mount Tyre even. The answer to all these questions. The Ari HaChai, the Levitic Lion, the Arizal, writes in Shar Gavonis, Drush Pesach, Drush Gimel, says a very, very famous theme of his. When he's discussing Leil HaSeder, he brings that in Leil HaSeder, there's a pasuk which we say from Yechezkel, Vatirbi Vatigdili Vatavayi Ba'adi Adayim. Hashem says, I helped you grow. I helped you blossom, Klal Yisrael. You really were nobodies and nothings in Eretz Mitzrayim. You were so lost. You were so off the derech. You were so not going in the ways of the Avos. And I helped you grow. And the Rizal says that every year, Leil Yisrael Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu helps Klal Yisrael get the phenomenal madregas. And that's why it's the only night of the year that we say Halal Gadol, the whole Halal. Halal Shalom, excuse me. But then, after the first day of Pesach, we lose it all. And Klal Yisrael has to climb on their own, through Sfiras Aimer, to reattain that level which they got the first night. to get back that which they had when they left Mitzrayim. But the rest of Pesach, we don't say Halal Shalom. And really, says the Arizal, this is an avoid every single year, from the second day on, and many Sfarim speak about this, is to get back that tremendous Osiris that every year it has, the first night of Pesach. And the truth is, if you think about it, so often in our lives, we have, like now Rosh Hashanah, such a big Osiris, so many times we like are excited, and we feel an amazing, amazing closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're doing so well, and we're batting 100. I don't know how much you're supposed to bat, but I'm going to guess it's 100. I don't really know about batting scores. And then all of a sudden, Chas Hashem, we fall. The Rekeach writes in the Hagdama, the Rishon, the Rekeach, one of the Bali Taisvis, he writes, Ein chayzik b'chasidus kebitchilasei. There is no strength in being pious and being close to the Kaddish Baruch Hu like at the beginning. There's something about that beginning, that special, special beginning with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. but then it seems we always lose it. What's that about? Why do we lose it? So the pshat is like this. The Svarim explain. A Yid wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to have a keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's looking for it. But we're so far away. There's no way he could really have a keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way he wants to. So Hashem gifts him with an amazing matana of his Eirus, a Mesikus, an amazing sweetness, and the Emes comes down from Shemayim and brings him to a Madrega which he's not really holding by. And he tastes this, and he experiences this. And then, after he's really, really gotten to know it, for a brief moment, after he experienced it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts him back where he was before, and he drops. And he feels like, maybe Hashem doesn't want me anymore. Maybe I lost my Madrega. Maybe I lost my Kedusha. But Bnei Yisrael explains this is the reason why every baby is taught Torah before he's born. Called Torah Kula. He should get it connected to Torah. But then he has to go along and work on it on his own. So there's this iris from Shemayim, but then it's taken away. And he has to have this iris from himself to get back to where he was before. So when we have a biggest iris and we drop, it's not that Hashem is pushing us away. Vaker Hashem gifted us with that iris because he knew we're looking for it. Anybody who is zeichet to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu feels at the beginning a tremendous islavus, a huge cheshek, a huge desire. And he feels successful in an amazing way. He feels like, I don't know, all of a sudden I'm like a big tzaddik. But the whole goal of it is, he should just know it, become familiar with it. Because if he's not familiar with it, he's not aware of it, if he's never seen it, he won't be able to really get back there on his own. But then he has to do it on his own and get back to it. It comes out that this is Slavus. It's only in order that he should be able to strengthen himself. It's to make it easier for the Yid. So when he feels like, I don't know what happened, how come I lost out? No, Hashem was actually helping you. Oyved Hashem. It's not chesar and chas v'shalom. Based on this, that's why it says on Matan Torah, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Atem re'isim asher asisi l'mitzrayim. You saw what I did to Mitzrayim. Ve'esa eschem al kanfi nisharim, v'avi eschem ilay. I brought you to me on eagle's wings. I lifted you up higher than you really were holding. I gave you this asirus. But now, continues the pasuk, v'ata, but now, im shamaya tishma v'koyli, on your own, you listen. It means now you have to do it. It could be we could say that's why Rashi on that pasuk brings shekolas cholis kashus, means to say it's dafka kolas cholis kashus. That's how it has to be. It has to be that you lift it up and you drop and you feel like I'm having such a hard time. But no, Kadosh Baruch Hu is dafka doing that for you. And now we can understand what happened after Matan Torah. Matan Torah, yeah, they said nasa v'nishma. And they were, we want to hear Ritzonino Liras Malkeinu. That was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be on that level. But then they fell. And Hashem says it's fine. Mi yitein, says Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'haya levavim zeh. This heart, this now that they want to continue for themselves. And they're saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, you teach us, but we still want to learn Torah. We want to get back. Liyiru Aisi, Lishmar Az Komet Svaisai, Kol HaYamim, Laman Yitav, Lehem, Levneim, La'aylam, in order for it to last forever. Because if it's just this Iris from Shemaim, it will not last forever. It has to be your own work in order for it to be able to last forever. Sefiras HaOmer makes all we got on Pesach to become our own work, and we internalize it day after day. For 50 days, it becomes ours. Continues HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Emar Lehem, go tell the Bnei Yisrael, Shuvu Lechem La'al Lechem, go back to your tents. In other words, before it was just an oil, it was just a rai. And also, as Svarim explained, oil is referenced in Neshama. Go back and discover who you really are. Now that you've tasted it, go back to your oil. Go back with your own work. You could stay on that Madriga. You don't have to fall down. But yes, they need to go back to their regular mundane lives. And they were told to go back to their wives and to their work and to everything else that they were always involved in. Because you can't stay all up in Har Sinai. But now that you were in Har Sinai, you'll be able to work on it on yourself. That's why it says in Mila Pashas Kedoshim, Viskadishtem V'yisim Kedoshim. Viskadishtem means you receive Kedusha from Hashem for a moment, but V'yisim Kedoshim, you need to go along and do it on your own. And that's why it says in Tehillim Kuf Yud Aleph, Reishis Chochma, beginning of all Chochma is not from you, is Yiras Hashem. Is the Yiras you got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not yours. But Seichel Tov, if you're smart, L'chol Eseyim, you'll go over and do it and make it your own. Tilasa, then you're praiseworthy because you did it. And this will last forever. That's why David says in Tehillim also, in Hallel, Pishuli Shari Tzedek. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I maybe showed entrance. I opened up Pesach, Gepischa Shal Machat. I showed some interest. But you, Hashem, open up Gepischa Shal Ulam, like we said in the Tefillah of Tashlich. Pischuli Shari Tzedek, open up completely. Avivam, Oideka, Zeh Shar LaHashem. This is how all the tzaddikim begin. Tzaddikim yivayivay, but all begins with a shar l'Hashem. Hashem opens it up for them. Beginning, you can't do it on your own. Hashem helps you. It's a shar l'Hashem. But afterwards, you lose it. And then maybe you feel, I don't know what happened to me. How come I lost it? But David said, I'm not upset at Hashem. Oidcha ki ani sani. I'm thankful about the hard time I'm going through now, even though I lost it and I fell from my madriga. Because I know it's by Tehillah Yeshua. The whole point is, I should go along and be able to grow from it. Maybe we can say also, this is Pshach Chazal say in Kedushin and the Sukkah, the Gemara says, Gemara Dash is a pasuk in Tehillim, Iluli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizra Le'yachalai. You can never go against the Yitzhar if Hashem wouldn't help you. That help is that first initial contact where HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects you to the mitzvah, to the Torah, with a tremendous sweetness and his iris and his lavas. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. And you have to go back and get it on your own. And now let's go back to Avraham Avinu. We're going to show how we have all of this by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the Reish of our Ummah. He was the first Yid ever. And Avraham Avinu went through all this, in a sense, for us too. It says at the beginning of Lech Lecha, Vayetzu Alechas Arza Kanan, Vayavayu Arza Kanan. They left to go to Eretz Yisrael, and they arrived there. L'chayr, it's redundant. If he left to go there, obviously he arrived there. Teretz says, when he left, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was helping. But who says he would make it all the way? HaKadosh Baruch Hu then kind of like said, no, Avram, go along, continue on your own. So the Pasuk says, Vayetzu Alechas Arza Kanan, Vayavayu Arza Kanan. He was able to do it. He was able to pull through and go to that initial euphoria that he had when he heard he's going to Eretz Yisrael. But then it became difficult. Ever happened to you? After he came to Eretz Yisrael, it became more difficult to live here? To go along and retain that excitement that you had. And that's why it says a little later in Lech Lecha, V'Avram Kavin Ma'id, he was burdened, B'mikne, with much cattle, B'kesev, B'zav, V'yelech L'masav, he went on back to the same place as he went before, this is when he's returning from Mitzrayim, Adam Mokraim Asher Hayesham Ahal Lo'itchila, he went back to where his tent was before. Why is that to say he went back to where his tent was before? According to what we said, it's very good. We explained oil, we said earlier, Lech Shuv Lechem La'alechem, means go back to where it was just temporary before. Make it permanent now. Go back to your neshama, we explained. So Avraham Avinu now went back to that same place, to that same madrega, but this time he did it on his own. And actually, there's a Mesaira. Mesaira is from Chazal, who connect different words which appear only a few times in Tanakh. So the word haloich appears four times in Chumash. Balaturim often darshans Mesairas. It says, by the Mabul twice, it says, Vayishuvu hamayi me'al aretz, haloich v'shoiv, haloich. It says, right afterwards, by the Mabul, v'mayim ha'yu ha'loich v'chasar, they were diminishing. In Parshas Lech Lecha, it says, Avraham Avinu was ha'loich v'nasaya ha'negba. Rashi says he was heading towards Yerushalayim, negba referring to Yerushalayim, Rashi says. And by Yitzhak Avinu, it says, v'yigdala ish, v'yelech ha'loich v'gadol ad ki gadol ma'id. He grew and he grew. He was a tremendously wealthy person. These four halachs are connected. Because beginning, the first thing is halach and asaya hanegba. Person was interested in getting close to Kedusha. But then, what happens? Halach v'chasar, like by the Mabel, he's losing. It seems to be going down. Why? Why is it going down? Halach v'shaiv, it's to get him back. Halach v'gadol, aki gadol ma'it, to help you grow on your own in a much greater sense. Comes out that or kastim, the reason why it's not written in the Torah, Gevaldik Abshat, is because it was a gift. It wasn't Avraham Avinu's own work or a costume. He wasn't yet holding. He was a young man, relatively young. He was, I think, 48, according to Chazal. It's not written in the Torah. And according to these Rishayim, it's not counted as one of the Nisjainis, according to the Rambam and many other Rishayim and the Medrash we mentioned. Because it was something which was gifted to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show him how great he could become. But he wasn't yet holding there. Ken Zion, that's why by Bispin Absarim, Tyre says, because Baruch Hu speaks to Avraham and says, Anochi Hashem, Asher Yitzei Sicha Mi Ur Kastim. I took you from Ur Kastim. I took you out of the whole Nisayan, and I helped you steig and be successful. And that's why Hashem tells him by Bris Mila, His Halech Lefanai Ve'yesamim. I want to see you do it on your own. And that's a Lashon Lech Lecha Adavka. Lech Lecha Mi Atzmacha, without his iris. So, we have the Lashon of Lech Lecha. We have the Lashon of Lech Lecha by the Akedah. We have it by the first the first of the Nisyonis. Because by the Nisyonis from now begins that something new. Not like Or Kasten where it was a gift to him. He has to go along and work on his own. Memela, that's the pshat in the Medrash. Or Kasten is not a baby chiddush. And by the 10th of the Nisyonis, he got back to same Mesiras Nefesh now with his son. What he had once done himself, but he did it on his own. And that's why by that Kerit it says, Ato Yadati Ki Reel Kimata. Because now I saw that you're able to do it along and do it on your own. And that's the pshat in the Tanchuma. The Tanchuma says, the first of the Nisyonis begins with Lech Lecha, and the 10th of the Nisyonis begins with Lech Lecha. Because the Nisyonis were about work that he did on his own. And now we can go back and we can explain the Pesuk and what we said about the Haftarah. We said the Medrash Darshan of the Pasuk. Atitin li magin yeshecha was going on Avram Avinu. The pshat is, Vatitin li magin yeshecha, Hashem, David says, and Avram says, you gave me the magin yeshecha. Vatitin li, you gave it to me as a gift for free. Yushalmi says in Arla, that, Mesechus Arla, Yushalmi says, that someone who eats something that's not his own food is embarrassed to look at the one who's giving him the food. Man da ocho, the lav delay. Someone who eats food that's not his own, he don't work on the food. He receives it as a gift from someone else. He's embarrassed to look at the face of the person who's giving it to him. So until now, Avraham Avinu says, I was embarrassed. But now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me. You were moist of me. You helped me steig, become a better person on my own. And therefore, he was able to look and experience being Mamash, a revelation with our Kadosh Baruch Hu, which until now was sort of hidden for him. And we can go back to the earlier Medrash, he said also in Haftarah, Kael Tamim Darkai. Of course it's going on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it means to say that sometimes when a person drops a Madrega, he might feel, Hashem, I dropped the Madrega. Why did you do that to me, Hashem? No, says David HaMelech, Kael Tamim Darkai. His ways are perfect, they're Tamimus. Don't have a Taina, it's to help you become a better person. So you read the Letzarech Aliyah. Hashem's giving you a taste of the sweetness of the ne'imus and the mesikus. And we find this dafk of Avraham Avinu. That's what the Medrash says. Who's this pasuk going on? Who is this pasuk said by? Avraham Avinu. Because our Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Avraham Avinu to Metzasas Levavai Nem Lefonechos as a Medrash. We could explain based on this. Chayr, we could say, Ata hu Hashem Aleikim Shebacharta Ba'Avram. Because Avraham Avinu was interested. He showed an interest. Voitzei Soim Ur Kastim. You took him out. The Santa Shmei Avram would saw us levavei nem lefanecha, but at the end you saw that his heart came to perfection of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own. His yitziyah from Ur Kastim was yes, was this Irish from Shemayim. It was sweet, it was geshmak, but he arrived in his own to the final madrega of Mitzasas levavei nem lefanecha, and that happened by the Akedah, by the final of the Nisyonis. Continues the Medrash and says on the Haftarah, Imras Hashem Tzerufa. The word of Hashem purified him. Imra, we know from Mashi and Parshas Kisavoy, is also Lashon of Ava, like we said, Anamai Rech, Anamai Reinu, Mashver Azahol Mahalach, how that's going on. And speaking about the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asa Nasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imra Hashem Trufa, means the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for him, because Avram showed interest. Trufa helped him purify him. Hashem made him into the first Avram Avinu, his first success with the Kipshan Age. That was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was a gift. Avraham Avinu says, I'm worried. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not really me. Who says I'm going to be getting any schar? Not that Avraham Avinu was worried about schar. We know that Chazal says, Isha Sovar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo'elman Asa Kalav Pras. And Rashi says he's worried about schar. The Torah says, according to his very geshmak, he says, it's not considered my maisa, similar dover, it's not something I would get schar on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, don't worry. That's the end of the pasuk that we said from Naftira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, that now, We will be magnu l'chol ha'chaisim boy. That's when Hashem says to him, "Schar ha'harbi ma'oid, anoichi magnu l'cha." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Don't worry. You have on your own come to where you are today. It's considered your ma'isim because you've gone back to that level that I had gifted you with at the beginning." Everybody knows, very famous, the Kabbalim say that Ashan Ayin Shin Nun stands for Olam Shana Nefesh. We find that there are parallel concepts going on in the world and in time and in the human being. Like a mashal, very famous, the holiest man is the Kohen Gadol, the holiest day is Yom Kippurim, and the holiest place is Kachi Kadashim, and Yom Kippur, they all come together, right? The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes into Kachi Kadashim. Olam Shana Nefesh. So here we have Avraham Avinu. He is the one the representative, he's Avinu. In Pirkei Avos, he's called Avinu. And that Mishnah, Sarin, is saying, Yisasa, Avram Avinu. And the Teis Yantav and others point out, the Mishnah is telling us over here, Dafke, he became Avinu in that, that he had this tremendous desirous, and then he worked on it on his own. So that's where we have it in Nefesh. We have the same thing also in Shana. Like we said, now at the beginning of the year, everyone had the biggest iris, Sasari made tshuva, and they were matzliach to learn and daven and be so connected. And then the Teva Dvarim, there's a fall. You fall. It's okay to fall. It's just supposed to fall. You were never meant to be up where you were on your own without doing your own homework on it. But now you go along and do your work on it. So that's Shana. And Olam, Sefer HaChinuch and Taisus tell us that the reason why there was a mitzvah to eat Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim was Yidden would come together to Yerushalayim, which was a city which Chazal Darshan, everybody did tshuva, and no one ever went through a night without being chayzer b'tshuva, and they had the experience of mamish living with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but they would go back to their hometown, wherever they lived, and they wouldn't be on that same Adrega, but they had tasted Yerushalayim, they had to get back to it. This is our job. This is what Avraham Avinu teaches us. Avraham Avinu was on the Madrega, a super high Madrega, which was beyond his attainable level. But once he did it, then he was actually able to go along and attain it. And this happens in Rosh Hashanah. And this happens every time we go to a Mokim where we have an Isiris. The Bayan Shem should help. Mi yitain, v'hoyu levavim ze lehem, liyiru aisi kol hayomim. We should be zeichet to go back and work on ourselves to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be close and make him proud. Have a piska toiva, a good and kvittel, a good gebenst yar.